Time to talk television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I am feeling great. These are two really good shows that are worth sharing.
Today's theme, Brave New Worlds. I'm a Star Trek fan from a long way back. What have they got for us now?
So Star Trek Discovery Season 3, and the reason I bring that up, because I'm also a big fan, is that they've taken, so far, I've only seen a couple of episodes, they've taken it in a whole nother direction. What they've done in Season 3 is they've taken it 1,000 years into the future, roughly, and so outside the entire canon. One of the things with Star Trek, because it's been around for, 60, 70, it's been around for a really long time, and people are so devoted. There are books, there are shows, there are movies, that there's no kind of clear pathway. So by dropping it 1,000 years into the future, and a future without a real federation, it really does what Star Trek does best, which is look at our world and put it through the prism of Star Trek. So looking at our world, particularly America, this American show, things are happening in American politics that have never happened before, and things we've depended on have kind of seemed to have fallen apart. And that's what Star Trek Discovery Season 3 is. The Federation is gone, only hope remains, and bits and pieces of the sort of Star Trek world remain, and it's mostly the bad guys, rather than the good guys kind of owning it, I guess, and having a big villain.
Is there anyone of note starring in it?
Look, they haven't really included any new sort of key actors, but the ones that we love from the previous two seasons are still there, particularly Michelle Yeoh as Philippa Georgiou, who's really well known. Zaniqua Martin-Green, who is from Walking Dead and a few others that have been seen around. But I think the main thing about this Star Trek, very different from previous incarnations, is the diversity of humans. So it's not just sort of white actors with masks. It actually has got that ethnic diversity that you'd expect to see when humans were dealing with aliens. And I think also that diversity in terms of romances, I guess they've answered their fans demanding that Star Trek become less
Anglo.
Yeah, look, hetero white, really. Yeah. And in an alien futuristic universe, our rules would have evolved along with everything else. But really, that's not the point of Star Trek Discovery 3. What the point is, it's tech that's beyond this world. Tech we've never seen. Personal transporters, like mobile phones, now they can stick them on themselves. Guns we've never seen before. The way they rebuild the tech, when you think about our tech, 2,000 years into the future, they've really leaned into it, and that makes it extra fun.
All right, definitely going to be checking that one out. And just quickly, Brave New World.
So Brave New World is loosely based on the book that I think all of us had to read in high school. I still read it every couple of years because it's a great book. So if people don't know the story, it is, again, a future, another future, and you have humans have evolved, but they've evolved in a way where there's no privacy, no family, and, of course, for television, something we love so much, no monogamy.
Yeah, right.
If you haven't seen enough orgies in Sense8 or Westworld or, somewhere else, you're going to see a lot more of that. And it's done in this incredible, beautiful, clean sort of Space Odyssey 2001 sci-fi world, juxtaposed with the Savage Lands, which is like the very worst kind of trailer park trash of America at its most grotesque. So you have those two worlds competing, but really, look, it is beautiful to look at. I'm not convinced it's a great show, that there's more substance to art, but what really drives this is the incredible cast. You've got Demi Moore playing kind of a mother character who was once clearly gorgeous. You've got Harry Lloyd, who was in Game of Thrones. Jessica Brown Finlay was in Downton Abbey. Like, you've got these really good actors just really giving their all and making the futuristic world very realistic, very beautiful. Again, the tech is always marvelous. Let's see where this goes in the next couple of seasons.
All right, looking forward to checking out Brave New World as well as catching up next Tuesday to talk more television with Irina. Thank you, my love.
There's so much going on, so many great shows.